Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 3rd of April, recording at 9:07 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights. It's been a really interesting day in here today. We saw some very impressive gains in stock markets, notably in Asia. Europe, quite good steady gains. Wall Street was very powerfully up earlier on in the day, but lost most of those gains. I think I'd seen the Dow up 85 or 90, closed up 35, and the Nasdaq went from a solid gain to a small loss on the day. That's the Nasdaq Composite, that is, that I'm looking at. But overall, it's still a day belonging to the bulls. Government bonds, weak again today, although closing well off the lows of the day. And in currencies, not much going on there, but the dollar was a bit steadier overall, although well off the highs in here. As a matter of fact, it seems to have reversed, reversed a good gain that we had seen against the yen, got up to 118.79, but lost at 117.71. And metals, we saw some absolutely spectacular gains in here today. We had copper up 8 or 9 cents here, up to, in trading after hours here, a little off the high, 254.50. But that's a very, very powerful move, about $230 on the LME price. Nickel on the LME up $750 to 16,000. Mining shares very powerful in here, at least the ones that that I hold and that some of you hold, things like Billiton and Rio Tinto. Billiton was an absolute star performer in here today. He's seeing surging through to new high ground. Okay, let's get back to what we've got here. Well, here we are. We're into the third quarter of the year, and that's a time when I, as you know, I've been saying over and over again that I hope third second quarter. We're into this. I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? We're into the second quarter of the year now, and I had been saying second and third quarters of this year were the risky period for global stock markets, but we were seeing none of that in here today with these very, very powerful gains. But let's look at some of the activity here. First, the M&A side, is that's the bull news that really, really roars on. Now, on the not so good news side, the headwind department, although it's not a headwind at the moment, but it could easily become so, and that's the weakness of government bonds. What I've said before is that they're a lead indicator, but weakness in government bonds at this stage is probably bullish for stock markets because people are pulling some money out of the fixed interest sector and going into equities. Now, at some point, there's going to be a psychological Rubicon. Is it when U.S. Treasuries or the Eurobunds reach a yield of 5%? That's certainly within striking distance here. No one knows the answer to that question, but at some point, what we do know, if those long-dated yields keep moving up, that that will start to worry stock market investors in terms of possible knock-on effect for the economy and therefore corporate profits. And the other factor that would influence them is that they'd say, well, you know, if we can lock in a reasonably attractive yield here, then why take as much risk with equities? And so you can get a flow of funds back into the fixed interest sector. Now, how to play it. You know, I've still got all my investment positions in the stock markets. And actually last week, I think it was last Thursday, I opened a leveraged position in my biggest position. That was the J.P. Morgan Fleming Indian. No Fleming. It's actually J.P. Morgan Indian Trust. That's J.I.I. Just because it had lagged and gone back into a discount to net asset value. Now, I've placed an in-the-money stop on that position now, and I've mentioned it in the comment of the day, which I haven't posted yet. But also in the government bonds, I have just jammed up stops very, very tight. I'm bound to get stopped out of some of these. It'll just take a little flip-up rally, but these bonds have been very weak, and I just did not want to take too many risks. I'd rather risk some future profit than to see some of those positions slide into losses. So I've jammed down stops where I had good gains, and I've also jammed in stops where I have just recently opened positions, such as a gilts short that I put on last week, just building up the whole overall position. And I raised stops pretty aggressively in gold and copper. I've given copper a little more breathing space in here, just largely because I moved the stops up earlier in the day when the gain was maybe only 30-40% of what it turned out to be. So a spectacular gain, say in metals generally on the day, in industrial metals at any rate. Precious metals pretty firm as well, but the best gains in the industrial metals. Now, why was that? I've got a Bloomberg item that I just picked up that talked about some supply problems with some of the mines, accidents and delays on production. And they're saying that really the LME only holds 3 days worth of global copper consumption in here. Well, we have to be careful with racing ahead like that. It looks fantastically bullish, but it can also be climactic. But needless to say, copper has done one heck of a lot better than anybody expected, and I'm just very glad to be there with a long position and to have that protected with an in-the-money stop. Okay, in other areas, energy. Now that was a little bit disappointing in here today, because if you're an energy bull, because we saw oil get up to, gosh, let's see, got up to, I think it's 67, 80 or 90, I think it reached at one point on the NYMEX crude, but then fell back, closed down on the day, 66.45, but that's still pretty firm generally. And natural gas kind of mirrored that. It had started low, pushed up quite strongly, getting up over around the $7.50 level, but currently trading 7209. Here right now in the after hours, trading small decline on the day. I didn't catch any news item in there. So all in all, Asia, Japan, with that breakout on the banks index in here today, also topics moving up. I think we really should conclude that the consolidation in Japan is over. Korea's also improved up 8 days in a row, but it's in still within the range, but the lower side of that range has certainly held for at least the near term, and probably quite possibly a good deal more. Those are my two favorite industrial-based developed country stock markets, and I think that's pretty much it. So I don't want to waffle here. So say all the best.